Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
You're listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, you can visit teacherluke.wordpress.com. Hi everyone, this is Luke here, of course. And why am I recording this episode? It's just a short one, and really, I would just like to ask you to vote for me in this year's Macmillan Dictionary Award. You might know that I won the last two, and the only reason I won is because lots of people went out and voted for me. People who listen to the podcast and who support Luke's English Podcast and who decided that they would, you know, show their support by voting for me in the competition. This year, I've been nominated again, but the competition is pretty tough. I've got some other websites that, you know, I'm sure have lots of followers and stuff like that. So it's not guaranteed that I'm going to win at all. And so I'd like to just ask you very nicely if you would be so kind as to go out there and vote. I mean, I say go out there and vote. You don't actually need to go out anywhere. All you need to do is just, you know, vote from your computer. You might be thinking, how do I vote, Luke? Because I really want to vote for you. And the answer to that is, it's pretty simple. Just go to my website. You all know the URL, teacherluke.wordpress.com. Go there and you'll find in the top right-hand corner of the page a button. It's a red and white button and it says vote in the Macmillan Dictionary Awards, or vote for us is what it says. So if you click there, you'll find then that you're transferred to the Macmillan page where the voting can take place. And just scroll down, keep going down, 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 and you'll see a list of different websites. Find Luke's English Podcast and give me your vote. Now, you might have already voted for me, and if you have done, then I'd like to say just a very sincere thank you to you. A personal thank you for voting for me. If you haven't voted yet, then please do, because every single vote counts. I know that I've got quite a lot of people who listen to this podcast, and if all of you go out and vote, then I stand a good chance of winning. But it means that each of you, each individual, has to click that button and actually register your vote. You can vote only once from one IP address, which means you can vote once at home. You can probably vote again on your mobile phone, vote again at work, ask your friends to vote as well if it's not too much trouble. Now, it doesn't really mean that much to you, perhaps. You might think, well, it doesn't really matter, does it, Luke? I mean, ultimately, I'm still going to get episodes of Luke's English Podcast, whether I vote or not. But it does mean quite a lot to me. I probably should have instigated some very well organized plan to get as many votes as possible. I should have done like a series of episodes in which I launched one of my own competitions. But as you know, I'm not that organized and I don't have that much time to devote to things like that. So instead, I'm just asking you to do it. There are only 3 days left. That's the thing. There's only 3 days left in this competition. The voting closes at midnight GMT, that's Greenwich Mean Time, London time, midnight, on the 14th of February. That's Valentine's Day. So from now, there's only about 3 days left for you to vote. I appreciate I've probably left it a bit late. I may have mentioned it already on previous episodes. I have mentioned it on the phrasal verb ones that I've been doing. I've only got 3 days left, and I may have left it a bit late. I probably should have done this earlier on the main podcast, which most people listen to. But anyway, when you listen to this, it's really easy. Just go to your computer, teacherluke.wordpress.com, click on the button that says vote for us, and then just go and vote. And it will mean a lot to me, okay? Why should I vote, you might be thinking. And I've just answered that briefly, but just to continue, it's really your way of showing your support. I hope that you appreciate the work that I do on Luke's English Podcast. You know, I've worked my fingers to the bone. I don't work my fingers to the bone. That's not true. But, you know, I've put a lot of time in. Luke's English Podcast is an amazing resource, isn't it? You've got like hours and hours of stuff that you can listen to, like real British English. I teach you all kinds of things. So do me a favour and vote for me, and I'll be really pleased. If I win, I'll be happy, right? That'll boost my self-esteem. And as a result, it will kind of reinforce my, let's say, motivation for doing the podcast. You know, it'll be like a real injection of positive reinforcement for me. And that will be beneficial to you, because ultimately I will, you know, I'll bring a new kind of sense of accomplishment and energy to this service. I've just got a funny feeling it's going to be hard to get three, to get a hat trick. I'd love to get a hat trick. What's a hat trick, you might be asking? A hat trick is when you get three. For example, if you're playing football and you score three goals, that's a hat trick. H-A-T-T-R-I-C, hat trick. I'd love to get a hat trick. And I really hope I do. I think you get the message, right? You get the message that I want to win, and the only way I can do it is if you personally vote for me in this thing. That's it. I shouldn't go on about it for too long. I just wanted to say that. I mean, if I don't win, then no worries. I mean, I'll be deeply depressed, and I will probably consider just quitting Luke's English Podcast. I'll think, well, if I didn't win that competition, you know, what's the point? I've been doing it for nearly 5 years. Has it really got me anywhere? You know, am I on the verge of making this into a full-time living? And, you know, if I'm not getting the recognition from these kinds of awards, then what's the point? Now, that might happen. I might suddenly just lose all enthusiasm for it and just decide not to bother to upload any more stuff and focus instead on, you know, real things in my real life. But if I win, wow, that'll be like a sudden boost, won't it? What an incredible encouragement that will be. Suddenly I'll think, wow, the sky's the limit. If I can win this three times in a row, that means I can achieve all kinds of things. That means I've got like loads of support behind me. There are people out there who genuinely appreciate what I do, and they find it useful, and they enjoy it as well. And they're moved enough to actually go and click on a button on the internet and then vote for me. And if I can do that, then wow, there's so many other things I can do. In fact, I'm going to record even more episodes and make them even more useful and interesting. That's what might happen if I win. So clearly there are benefits available to you, aren't there? Because I'll be suddenly much more motivated. That's probably it, really. That was just my kind of attempt to persuade you to vote for me. I think you've got the message. If you haven't got the message by now, you're not going to get it. So it's just a short one, really. Just a short attempt to persuade you to do that. I don't have anything else to say in this one. I mean, I do. You know me. I could keep talking for ages. I could just keep going on and on and on about stuff. Because, let's face it, stuff is brilliant, isn't it? We all love stuff. I do. I personally find stuff to be fascinating. And there's no end to my interest in stuff in general. You might be thinking, wait a minute, Luke, what do you mean by stuff? Well, to define the word stuff, really, I just mean things, don't I? Just things, this and that. I mean, there's nothing more relevant to the world than stuff and things. I think you'll agree. In fact, ultimately, what's it all about if it's not just about stuff? I mean, for example, you get up in the morning and you think, well, I better get up and get dressed and everything. Why? Because I've got stuff to do. And so you go to the bathroom and you You get into the shower and you squeeze some stuff into your hair and you wash your hair and you spread stuff all over yourself and then you wash all that stuff off with a thing. You're going to go into the shower and you use a thing to wash all the stuff off. And then you use another thing to like dry yourself so that you don't have any of that wet stuff all over you. What's it called? Water, that's it. And then you kind of, you clean your teeth by using some stuff which is spread all over a little thing and you rub that stuff all inside your mouth so that all the things in your mouth are all nice and clean. And then you you put some things on and then you go into the kitchen and you eat some stuff. And then you probably say some stuff to your girlfriend or your husband or your boyfriend or your wife or your family or your dog or cat. You probably say a few things, you know, a few nice things like, well, hope you have a nice day. See you later. Bye. You know, don't forget to get that stuff from the shop. And then you go out and you probably take the thing down to the ground floor and then you go out and there's all sorts of stuff happening outside. You know, there's cars driving past and birds singing and things like that, unless you work at night, in which case there are no birds singing except owls and bats flying around. And you walk around and you think, right, well, why did I come outside? And then you remember and you go, that's it, I'm going to work, aren't I? Because I work for the government. I mean, I've no idea what you do. You probably do some very secret stuff for the secret service in your country. And so you go, that's it, that's right, I'm a spy and I do sort of secret things. I know stuff that other people don't know. And my job is to keep the stuff that I know secret so that other people can't use that stuff to do stuff which they shouldn't be doing. I'm sure that your job is as specific as that. Or maybe you just make stuff. You might go into a factory and take some stuff and like combine it with other stuff in order to make some things which then, you know, other people buy. Because people love to buy things, don't they? People love stuff. They love having stuff. They love buying stuff. They love just generally owning things. And so that's always good. And you kind of think to yourself, well, things are looking pretty good, aren't they? Things are looking fine. You know, it's a good life when you realise I've got a job. Things aren't so bad. I mean, you know, stuff gets a little bit tough sometimes, but ultimately. You know, if you keep yourself positive, then things will always be bright, won't they? So, you know, like that kind of thing. So, you know, and you just think, right, I'm going to go to work because that's why I left the building. And so you go and stand at the bus stop and you just look around. And you just think, well, what is it all about? What's the answer to this whole thing that we call life? And that's what you think as you're going to work. And you just think, well, the whole thing's pretty crazy, isn't it? You know, because the thing is that it's very difficult, really, to explain why we're here and why we do the things that we do, especially if you work for the government in the Secret Service. You know, because sometimes you think, well, we're keeping secrets, and so are the other people. Like we're keeping secrets from the people who are keeping secrets from us. And the only reason that we can't tell them what we know is because they are not telling us what they know. And then we can't tell them what we don't know because we don't know it. And they can't tell us what we don't know because they don't know what we don't know. But they also don't know what we know. So isn't it easier if we just all tell each other what we know? But, you know, the thing is that that's not really possible, isn't it? Because here's the thing. Most of the time... you know, other people don't necessarily have your best interests at heart, do they? You know, even when they meet you, they might say, so how are things? And you go, oh, things are pretty good. You know, things are not bad. In fact, things are looking up because, you know, the days are getting longer and, you know, the summer's on its way. And oh, yeah, there's one more thing. I just forgot that I'm in this Macmillan Dictionary Award competition, and who knows, if my listeners just do the right thing, then it's, you know, it certainly will be a sure thing that I will win. And then I'll know that my listeners really believe in Luke's English Podcast and that they think, yes, this is the real thing. This is the genuine article, you know, and they'll say lots of nice things, you know, and that sort of thing. You know, they'll say, oh, Luke's English podcast is so useful and that type thing. You know, it's just the nicest thing that people can say. You know, maybe people will consider Luke's English podcast to be the next big thing. You know, it certainly is useful. It is, isn't it? It certainly is useful when you're in the thick of things, you know, out there in the world of business, and you're trying to communicate with everyone, you're trying to build relationships, you know, even first thing in the morning, it's English that you need in order to develop the right relationships. So when you are right there in the thick of things, you know, you need to be able to rely on something like Luke's English podcast to provide you with all the natural language that you need to get by. You know, people say, yeah, you can kind of use a textbook, or you can go and study in a school or something. But really, isn't that a thing of the past now in this day and age, when, you know, everything you need is right there at your fingertips on the internet? I mean, really, often it's just a question of finding the right word for the right occasion, don't you think? You know, really, when you think about it, it really is the stuff that dreams are made of, isn't it? That kind of thing. You know, anyway, you just think, well, never mind, I've got to go to work, I'm going to put that stuff out of my mind, I'll just put that stuff to the back of my mind, and I'll just focus on my work. So you kind of, you go, you get to work, you get there, you arrive at the office, you know, you say hello to everyone, all that kind of stuff. You know, you make yourself a nice cup of coffee or something like that, and you just, you know, you drink it down, you think, oh, this isn't sweet enough, I need to put some stuff in it to make it sweeter. What do we call it? Nutrasweet, that's it. Not sugar, no. Unless, of course, you like your sweetener it natural and fattening, and that in that case, you would just use some sugar, for example. Don't give me all that stuff about dieting and trying to lose weight. Just put some proper sugar in your coffee. Don't muck about. You know. So anyway, you know, you get your coffee, and it's good, isn't it? It wakes you up. Doesn't it? Wakes you up in the morning. You know, it's then you can really get down to some actual stuff. You know, you kind of open, start up your computer and load it up and get all that stuff sorted out. And you open up your inbox, and it's absolutely stuffed with things, isn't it? It's stuffed to the brim with emails, and you think, oh my God, all these emails I'm going to have to read. It's you realize that by the end of the day, your head is completely stuffed with information, and you think, what am I going to do to just try and unwind and just get some of this stuff off my... You think, I've got to get some stuff off my chest here. And so you go and see your friends, and you have a few drinks, and you kind of set the world to rights, and you say lots of things to each other, and you really kind of... you really say some stuff, don't you? Yes, and perhaps one of the things that you say to your friends is, oh, by the way, there's this thing that you really should check out. It's really brilliant. It's full of amazing stuff. And it's called Luke's English Podcast. And you should check it out because it's awesome. All right, that's the end, actually, of this episode. I didn't plan to do all that stuff about the words thing and stuff. It just kind of came up. I was going to say by accident, but I'm not sure that's the right expression. It just kind of came up in an unplanned way. This was only supposed to be a short episode. The reason for recording it was, of course, to try and persuade you in a nice way to vote for me in the Macmillan Dictionary Awards. And so that's the final thing I'm going to say in this episode. Do vote for me. And there'll be more stuff uploaded here in the near future. I think that's probably it. I might actually add something on the end of this. Considering I was saying the words thing and stuff so much, I think I'm going to add a bit of comedy routine. I need to find it first. But there's a comedian called George Carlin, who's an American stand-up comic. And he did a whole long routine about the word stuff. And I enjoy it, so you might enjoy it too. So I think to just end the episode, you can listen to that, and that'll be good, won't it? Yes, it will. Okay, then, so you can listen to that, and then that's the end. So for now, goodbye!
I would have been out here a little bit sooner, but they gave me the wrong dressing room, and I couldn't find any place to put my stuff. And I don't know how you are, but I need a place... to put my stuff. So that's what I've been doing back there, just trying to find a place for my stuff. You know how important that is. That's the whole meaning of life, isn't it? Trying to find a place for your stuff. That's all your house is. Your house is just a place for your stuff. If you didn't have so much goddamn stuff, you wouldn't need a house. You could just walk around all the time. That's all your house is. It's a pile of stuff with a cover on it. You see that when you take off in an airplane and you look down and you see everybody's got a little pile of stuff. Everybody's got their own pile of stuff. And when you leave your stuff, you gotta lock it up. Wouldn't want somebody to come by and take some of your stuff. They always take the good stuff. They don't bother with that crap you're saving. Ain't nobody interested in your fourth grade arithmetic papers. They're looking for the good stuff. That's all your house is. It's a place to keep your stuff while you go out and get more stuff. Now, sometimes you've got to move. You got to get a bigger house. Why? Too much stuff. You've got to move all your stuff. And maybe put some of your stuff in storage. Imagine that. There's a whole industry based on keeping an eye on your stuff. Enough about your stuff. Let's talk about other people's stuff. Did you ever notice when you go to somebody else's house, you never quite feel 100% at home? You know why? No room for your stuff. Somebody else's stuff is all over the place. And what awful stuff it is. Where did they get this stuff? And if you have to stay overnight at someone's house, you know, unexpectedly, and they give you a little room to sleep in that they don't use that often, someone died in it 11 years ago, and they haven't moved any of his stuff. Or wherever they give you to sleep, usually right near the bed, there's a dresser, and there's never any room on the dresser for your stuff. Someone else's shit is on the dresser. Have you noticed that their stuff is shit, and your shit is stuff? Now, sometimes you go on vacation, you gotta bring some of your stuff with you. You can't bring all your stuff, just the stuff you really like. The stuff that fits you well that month. Let's say you're gonna go to Honolulu. You're gonna go all the way to Honolulu. You gotta take two big bags of stuff, plus your carry-on stuff, plus the stuff in your pockets. You get all the way to Honolulu and you get in your hotel room and you start to put away your stuff. That's the first thing you do in a hotel room is put away your stuff. I'll put some stuff in here, put some stuff down there. Here's another place for some stuff here. I'll put some stuff over there. You put your stuff over there. I'm putting my stuff over here. Here's another place for some stuff. Hey, we got more places than we've got stuff. We're going to have to buy more stuff. Yeah. And you put all your stuff away, and you know that you're thousands of miles from home, and you don't quite feel at ease, but you know that you must be okay because you do have some of your stuff with you. And you relax in Honolulu on that basis. That's when your friend from Maui calls and says, "Hey, why don't you come over to Maui for the weekend? Spend a couple of nights over here." "Oh, shit, no. Now what stuff do you bring?" Right, you've got to bring an even smaller version of your stuff. Just enough stuff for a weekend on Maui. And you get over, and you're really spread out now. You've got shit all over the world. You've got stuff at home, stuff in storage, stuff in Honolulu, stuff in Maui, stuff in your pockets. Supply lines are getting longer and harder to maintain. But you get over to your friend's house in Maui and they give you a little place to sleep and there's a little window ledge or some kind of a small shelf and there's not much room on it, but it's okay because you don't have much stuff now. And you put what stuff you do have up there. You put your imported French toenail clippers, your odor readers with the 45-day guarantee, your cinnamon-flavored dental floss, and your Afrin 12-hour decongestant nasal spray. And even though you're a long way from home, you know that you must be okay because you do have your Afrin 12-hour decongestant nasal spray. And you relax in Maui on that basis. That's when your friend says, "Hey, I think tonight we'll go over the other side of the island and stay at my friend's house overnight." "Oh, shit, no. Now what do you bring?" Now you just bring the things you know you're gonna need. Money, keys, comb, wallet, lighter, hanky, pen, cigarettes, contraceptives, Vaseline, whips, chains, whistles, dildos, and a book.
Thanks again for listening to Luke's English podcast. Don't forget to visit teacherluke.wordpress.com for more information.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you enjoyed this episode of Luke's English Podcast, consider signing up for Luke's English Podcast Premium. You'll get regular premium episodes with stories, vocabulary, grammar, and pronunciation teaching from me, and the usual moments of humour and fun. Plus, with your subscription, you will be directly supporting my work and making this whole podcast project possible. For more information about Luke's English Podcast Premium, go to teacherluke.co.uk/premium info.